that one of her interventions was that the presidency, they went to the presidency, you know, but nothing happened. Then I said, why don't you write a letter then to the speaker to say these are the, you know, problems that you're encountering as a as a committee, you know, representing this department. So it's not president. The committee suggested that a letter be written to the speaker, highlighting the non-compliance of, yeah, it's only president, then we put speaker, that's all.
On the third bullet, on the third bullet here, page, we start on page 9, the third bullet, develop guidelines for departments, provinces and municipalities following the relevant information required for compiling a country report. The document that I had, because I made submissions in that our committee never made any submissions on the country report. It was a set format that was to be followed. It was a quite a good format that you could give inputs on. So I don't understand why we still need to give guidelines here. Where did that come from? To give guidelines for departments. Because if departments followed the format that was set to give inputs for submissions, truly they were leading us in that.
Thank you. wearing. And that what is it? Oh, is there any information you got that from public? Any other besides those two? Is there any other? On page 10, the issue of legal opinion is over. Around the issue of the public hearing, he said we received only two. The two letters.
We have only received those two letters.
We didn't receive any other.
Any other, but you remember that we started this legal opinion after receiving those two letters. Hence, we were advised to invite them to open up the
public. Okay, now my question is, do you receive any other? After we open it up,
Thank you.
other portfolio committee meetings, we struggle each and every day. If we struggle either of the minutes or documents or invitation, just a simple notice to the new portfolio committee meeting, you know, we struggle. But to this committee, I want to thank them for the hard work. All of you, the research unit, content, and the secretary, the support staff, everybody.
Thank you very much. I think thank you very much, Chairperson. I think I support my colleagues. But Chairperson, to come back to this meeting of today, you know, it's sad, to be honest with you. It's not nice. It's not a nice feeling for us as members. It's not like we want to be, you know, to send this department back, because I could feel it was not something that goes down very well with the minister, and she was very settled. But I think in future, today they know now how the portfolio committee feels with them if they're not doing their work right. But I think let us give them the day next week to come, let them come back next week sometime, so that we can go ahead with this, because listening to the minister, there's really a lot that we need also to know. You understand? And really, I think that will not take us if we are just playing the marbles. We love them, but they must just do their work right. Thank you.
Let me, maybe before taking other hands, also to say that, do you remember this Flagman's report?
Yes.
Which we have not been able to discuss as a committee, because it did not come to us. You know, you remember how the minister put it on the news. But then we had since, you know, followed the correct process by asking her to send the report to the speaker, because we are to be guided by the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So if the speaker sends the report, I mean, to the committee, then we will have the opportunity on deliberating on the that Flagman's report, mm-hmm. you know, and coming up with the decisions that will, you know, we deem fit, you know, the committee. So don't be surprised that we are not really saying anything about that Flagman, because we wanted to follow the correct procedure. Because we would remember that even the people who are implicated there, we might have to come up with a decision of saying, let them, you know, come and appear before the committee.
To give everybody a fair chance before dismissing people. Because one person can't be right and everybody wrong. It's Fakir. And you know, my problem or my challenge that I have with this Flagman report, it's all over the shop. And yet we as committee members could not discuss this. So the minister ought to know, honestly speaking, what the procedure is in presenting a report like that, and why does it not, why is it not done the correct way? But on today's meeting too, I really feel very strong, because you know, I was battling last night to get to come close to the report again, and so many documents that I can take you to my home where I worked on this. And I was so frustrated at times, and there was no one to call. I couldn't call even Kashi that time of the night, because we all left here very late. And to find out what is happening here with the documents. But we were very fair with this department.
Mm-hmm.
In December, the minister was there.
Mm-hmm.
And they really allowed them to go back to do what they were supposed to do and come back with a proper presentation. Mm-hmm. Not all these documents that we had here. And then you know, thinking of the scourge that is surrounding women at this point in time, because they are actually the guardian of the vulnerable, which are women, children, and people with disabilities. And if they do not perform, incompetency in this department. They will have to revise positions that they've allocated to people that cannot do the work. This is what we are in the chain. And ek wil dit nie vir hulle nog so sê nie, want ek wil regtig waar, the media was here too. But the incompetency of this department is that it is really blooming on the outside. You can pick it up. Really, you can pick it up. The document on the SME, that document is a very good document. And we didn't even start to tell me. I don't know who worked on that document, but it's somebody that really knows what needs to be done. And we need to workshop that. This is the document, and the strategic monitoring and evaluation strategy. If we can have a workshop on that so that we can follow duly, or that get the department to follow duly, or that the workshop about the document, so that takes us a whole day.
Thank you.
mentioned in the current, the current document that we're having today, Flagman report is reported there. So when we interact with the department, what puzzles me is that we have to wait for the people to give us a go ahead. But it's already reflecting in the document that we are having now. So when we meet with the department, that's where I have a problem. Are we going to, if I have a question concerning Flagman report, as a member of the committee, am I doing the right thing or am I, according to what you have said, that we should wait for the board? But they have already mentioned it in their report. That's why I'm
You may ask if it's mentioned, you can ask.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything stopping, but we'll transfer it with a speaker to
thank you,
so that you can speed it up a little bit. But I don't think there's anything wrong, you know, you should do, because it arises from the report.
No, I just wanted us to pay the way forward now to put a date and time as to when do we meet and discuss these the documents and the evidence documents that were given, maybe including the very report, if by then, you know, the speaker would have allowed us so that we just, you know, I mean, today in the week on the Wednesday day, so we need to recover it.
Yes, we need to revisit it.
Yeah, because I remember.
but it's always helpful for us to have a closer session. Because it's so many documents, we need a half a day and a whole day. So the suggestion is Thursday, the 14th of March, at that afternoon. We need about 2 hours. That's in preparation for the whole day, Friday, the 15th of March, when the department comes. At least on the 14th of March, we'll go through with members. These are all documents, these are the issues of concern. And then the 15th of March is when the department takes the whole day.
Can we sacrifice members once in a blue moon?
No, not in a blue moon. On the 14th, 15th, I'm very out for members, to be honest with you. We can just say you need to look after that over there. But it can't be the 14th, 15th.
No, but a week after that we close?
25 days. Yeah, yeah. Fine, but
I'm
not
bring it forward.
No, I was talking about the testing. I don't know if that testing will have made this system or what. Normally we are sitting on Thursday. Now after, like we say Friday, let us go on to the front first. Most of the members are going home.
10%.
I want to speak to Friday. I think we must really sacrifice.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Because if we want to do something, we know that Friday is a difficult day and members are never here. But if we plan from now and say that Friday on the 14th to put it aside, there will never be any other day.
Yes.
There will let us just sacrifice the Friday.
I don't
have a that's my words. I'm saying that was my words, and I want to be part of. But unfortunately, I won't be.
Where will you want me around?
No, not on the Friday. Okay, 14th, 15th.
Where will you be? Congo? In Congo?
No, not in Congo, but I will be communicating in Congolese. What one?
Ceremony.
The members are then not available on Friday the 15th. Can't we move it to Friday the 22nd?
Between our meeting day and the meeting day of the
that they will meet the department.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, if we... Oh, you said we meet in the department on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, my suggestion was, why don't we meet on Monday, Tuesday, and then that Wednesday meet the department. But what is it that we're doing on that Wednesday that we can shift, if it's shiftable? So,
which department?
Same department.
members, read your documents. Don't come on Monday and you have to spend your hour. Otherwise, I'll send you out.
Thank you.